Empire Content Director for Jason's Connection. Today, our founder, Jason Harris, will be talking with Tony Buettner, Vice President of Product and Business Development for Blue Zones, an organization that aims to help people live longer, better lives.
Thank you for joining us. So how did Blue Zones start?
Oh, good morning. Thank you. Blue Zones was really founded on a National Geographic, National Institute of Aging, worldwide longevity study where they asked Dan to find a geographically confirmed and demographically targeted areas where people were living longer lives, in some cases to age 100 at 10 times the rate that we see here in America with just a fraction of the chronic diseases. So from that expedition, Dan wrote a book called Blue Zones, and then was asked to see if we could replicate one here in America.
And where were some of the populations that you guys found that where people were living longer?
So we found five Blue Zone pockets around the world. The first and really ground zero for longevity is in the archipelago of Okinawa, Japan. It's there you find women living 12 years longer than we do here in America. We found our second Blue Zones on the island of Sardinia in Italy, and it's there that men are living 10 years longer than we do here in America. We found an America's Blue Zone in Loma Linda, California, amongst the Seventh-day Adventists. There, women are living 9 years longer, and men 11. We found a fourth Blue Zones on the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, and there, that population has three times the chance of living to a healthy age 90 than we do. And the last Blue Zone is on the island of Ikaria in Greece. And here we find almost a perfect storm of longevity happening. You find an island with almost no dementia, very low rates of chronic disease, and that population is living 8 years longer than we do.
So what did you guys find out what contributed to people living longer and having less health issues as they grew older?
We did. So part of what we did was to actually embed ourselves into these populations with epidemiologists, medical researchers, dietitians, and centenarian experts. What we found in all these populations were actually nine common characteristics that we call the Power Nine. We see these activities happening over and over and over again in these populations. And what they are is these populations, they move naturally. On average, they're moving every 20 minutes. So be it living in deconvenienced homes or walking for each of their activities, gardening, we just see them moving. It's not a sedentary population. We see them having the right outlook. They have ways to downshift and reverse the inflammation that's associated with stress. They have a profound sense of purpose, and they can articulate it. We know that's worth an extra 7 years of longevity. They eat wisely. We see four of the five Blue Zones. The people there are drinking small amounts of red wine, and we know the benefits of that with the Mediterranean diet. They eat primarily a plant-based diet. About 95% of what they eat is plant-based. They do eat a little bit of animal protein, but it's usually a celebratory event, usually about four times a month. They also had strategies not to overeat. They'd pre-plate their food in the kitchen and put the leftovers away and eat in another room. They ate off of smaller plates. And then what we think the foundation of this longevity is, they were well connected. They put their families first, kept their aging parents close. All of the 243 centenarians we talked to, only three did not belong to faith-based organizations. So we believe, and research shows, that people that show up at least four times a month live between 4 and 14 years longer attending faith-based. And then these populations were very well connected. They belong to the right tribe. They're either born into or actively seeked out healthy friendships. And we know these social networks are as contagious as a cold. So a very well-connected and supported.
Yeah, and thank you. Some of that you've decided to actually bring to the United States. How have you brought some of the stuff you've learned over there to here in the United States?
Well, in 2008, our partners at AARP asked us if we could replicate a Blue Zone here in America. And we were very excited at that. With another grant from National Geographic, we were asked to study community health initiatives that actually work, ones that either lowered a chronic disease, and number two, sustain that work. And one of the models we looked at was the North Karelia Project. Back in the 70s, they had the highest rate of cardiovascular disease in the world. A team over there, for the first time, took the focus off of individuals, pestering them to do things like stop smoking and exercise more and eat better. What they looked at was the environment where people live, work, and play. And they used evidence-based strategies to change that environment. Something called the Danish Twin Studies established that our longevity is tied to our genes by only 20%, and the other 80% is environment and lifestyles. So our approach to population health first was to figure out what evidence-based strategies do you deploy that change lifestyles and environments. So we looked at policies around the built environment and active living, food and tobacco. We looked at how can we change environments and building designs within schools and restaurants and grocery stores and faith-based communities, and how can we get people doing more of the Power Nine, volunteering, finding their faith, discovering their purpose, and learning about how to really eat healthy. So we actually created a program that we call the Life Radius Approach, and we deployed it in a town in southern Minnesota, a population of about 18,000, a city by the name of Albert Lea. And we chose them because they really demonstrated that they wanted to work across sectors in their community and just create this perfect storm of well-being. We were followed very closely. After our initial 13-month deployment, we measured rigorously, and city workers' health care claims dropped by 49%. Tobacco usage dropped by 13%. We had trail counts out, so we were able to measure increased walking and biking and connecting. But most importantly, we helped the city create a leadership structure with about 100 volunteers working in committees, actually deciding which one of our evidence-based strategies they would use. And we ended up finding that economic impact and economic boom followed. And 7 years later, Albert Lea, Minnesota continues to just do extraordinary population health work.
And you've done this in a couple other cities in the United States as well, haven't you?
We have. We're happy to say 7 years later, there's over 5 million people living in America's Blue Zones. We, after the Albert Lea project, we realized that we needed to find a strategic partner to scale our work. We ended up partnering with a company by the name of Healthways. They're a well-being company that have been helping over 76 million people around the world with disease management. They had the structure. They had a relationship with Gallup. They created what's called the Gallup Healthways Wellbeing Index, so they could really rigorously measure the work that we were doing around well-being in the cities, baseline measuring and then measuring every year. Our first project together was in a place called the Beach Cities. This is a Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, and Redondo Beach in California, a population of about 130,000. We deployed about 20 full-time employees, about 450 volunteers there. And after 2 years, Gallup measured our results again at a surprising 14% drop in obesity, a 30% drop in tobacco usage, and measured people being more active and eating better. 5 years later, in Forbes magazine, that just came out 2 weeks ago, We see that the beach cities have dropped childhood obesity by 50%. So some pretty amazing work. Currently we're in 10 states and 30 cities. Places like Fort Worth, Texas are our largest demonstration site. We have statewide initiatives going in Hawaii, Oregon, and in Iowa. Iowa, we have 15 blue zone cities there. We see work in Indiana and Naples as well, Florida.
Oh, wow. Well, I'd like to touch on it because we're here in Jason's Connections all about community, and I know you touched on it a little bit. We usually think of health as an individual thing. Can you explain and describe why it's so important community-wise?
Absolutely. If someone goes to the doctor, they have a chronic disease or an issue, and they go to the doctor, they get fixed and they get sent right back to the same environment that caused them to get sick, what's going to happen? They're going to get sick again. So what we do is we look at a systematic, evidence-based approach to population health where everyone in the community, and again, we call it the life radius. So if you look at a circle, we know that people spend about 90% of their time within a life radius around their home of about 5 miles. So what the Blue Zone Project does is we help people optimize their environment at home, and then we help employers optimize that environment. But that still leaves 50% of our time where we are out and around our environment. So what we try to do is create that perfect storm that when people go to their favorite restaurant, there's healthy choices. When they go to their grocery store, there's healthy choices and education there. When they go to their faith-based communities, there's healthy choices there. During their downtime, there's healthy eating demonstrations. There's purpose workshops. There's committed social network. We call them MOIs, where you're meeting with people that are like-minded and want to change health behaviors. And then we have the government or city leaders actually implementing strategies to make the healthy choice easier, again, around built environment. Is it easy to walk, and is it easy to bike and use active transportation? How do we put evidence-based strategies to make healthier choices easy around food and tobacco? And what we've been able to do is create and optimize this environment so that people are subtly but relentlessly nudged into making the healthy choice easier.
Yeah, I know studies have said that your eating habits are based on, and I think you guys covered this as well, the five closest people you're with.
Yeah, absolutely. So we call this, again, the committed social network. Research shows that if your three best friends smoke tobacco, you have 156% greater chance of smoking. But what's interesting, it is the same with alcoholism, with loneliness, with depression. But imagine if that committed social network, if there's healthy behaviors going on, how that just spiders out through a social network. So we're very strong in committing and guiding people who are interested in changing their health behaviors really in three different funnels. One is, how do we get them walking more? We know that walking is just as effective, or 90% as effective as running marathons. How about biking, or healthy eating, or discovering purpose? We have a process of connecting like-minded people and then supporting that. In Albert Lea, in our first Blue Zone Project demonstration site, we had about 16% of the population actually join walking MOIs. They put pedometers on, and again, these were people that didn't know each other prior to this. So imagine breaking down the wall of isolation and loneliness. These people walked 25,000 steps and lost over 17,000 pounds, and 2 years later, 60% of these committed social networks or MOIs were still together. So very powerful way to increase people's support systems and social networks.
And that's really important. It's amazing, too, how are you able to work with government so well and be able to get stuff passed? Because sometimes that can be very tough.
Absolutely. So What Blue Zone does not do is we don't go into a community and tell people what to do. We are looking for extraordinary communities that really want to be partners in innovation, that really want to change the trajectory of their community. So we have a process of doing an assessment where we come into a community, we do our due diligence research prior to coming in, then we bring a team on the ground for about 2 weeks to actually hold focus groups where we're learning about the community, learning what their strategies and goals are, understanding who's doing the good work and where there's opportunity for improvement. And what we offer to a community is choice. We bring forth experts, world-renowned experts in the built environment and tobacco and food policy, and these are all evidence-based strategies that other cities have used. So we're able to show you a community that this is why you would want to implement this policy or program. This is how you go about it. Here's the evidence base behind it. And we let cities choose what they want to work on. So when a city really owns the work, it gets done. And then what we're able to do with our teams and the volunteers is create that perfect storm of grassroots buy-in. So, as you know, in communities, we have elected officials that are elected to do the job of the citizens. So in these Blue Zone project demonstration sites, you have this perfect storm of leadership that is implementing these evidence-based programs and policies. And we create that grassroots just to create that perfect storm of well-being where things get done quickly and extraordinary results are coming next.
And I mean, I can see it works really well. I was actually wondering if you did it in cities, and it sounds like you have started in one big city, Fort Worth. How do you get it? How does it differ between smaller communities and a bigger city like Fort Worth?
Yeah, the first time we really started to understand how difficult a big city would be was really in the Beat Cities, because all of a sudden we came from a small southern Minnesota city without the white noise. So we had 95% penetration as far as the community understanding the brand and the program, and about 45% of residents actually participating. But when you move away from a small community, a large community, there's a lot of other things happening, a lot of white noise. So it's a little more difficult to penetrate. It takes a little longer. But our approach of going and knocking on every door, every work site and restaurant and school, faith-based communities and grocery stores, we were able to penetrate just having those boots on the ground. Now, when you get to a market like Fort Worth, Texas, it's a whole different deal. We have 800,000 people in that community. So what happens is, instead of being in a market for 2 to 3 years, our project there will be a 10-year project. We have 40 full-time employees that wake up every morning there with Blue Zone Project on their forehead, and almost 1,000 volunteers. And what we did there was we kind of carved the city up into 5 congressional districts. So we're launching in one and then moving to the next, and again, blanketing that whole community with Blue Zone Project activities and marketing and media.
Wow. And I know with the magic number you guys are looking for is 12 years extended on life. How did you guys come up with 12? And is that a fixed number? At some point, is it going to grow?
So research shows here in America that we should be living on average to a healthy age 90. Mm-hmm. Research points to that. The reality is, on average here in America, more or less, women are living to age 80 and men to age 76. So on average, we're living to age 78. We're leaving 12 good years on the table. Typically, the average American is living 10 years with some type of chronic disease. What we found in the Blue Zones are that these people, on average, when they get sick and they usually pass away within 9 months. So they are living long, good lives. And what we're trying to bring forth are the learnings from those populations and evidence-based ways where people can choose and implement strategies to optimize their environment to make healthy choices easier and get some of those good years back.
That makes a lot of sense. So how, I know you touched on it a little bit, but how can people start Blue Zone initiatives in their community or have Blue Zones come out to consider them?
Well, thanks for the question. Our team here at Blue Zones has a speakers bureau. We have about 12 speakers ranging all the way from my brother and founder CEO Dan Buettner all the way down. So between us, we do about 300 speeches a year. So organizations and communities can call at bluezones.com and ask us to come out and share the program with them. We have project materials. Our website is full of information about where and how a city could reach in and ask to learn more about a Blue Zone project. And our goal is to be in every state, to have these communities be a bright and shining star of what communities can be, how they can work together. From the citizens to the leadership and everyone in between, to take our cities back, to create evidence-based strategies to make healthy choices easier. There's one statistic that really jumped out to me and has really ignited my passion for the work that we're doing. It is a fact that for the first time in human history, our children are projected to live less long lives than we do. And you ask yourself, how can that be? Is that because we're stupid? And of course not. We ask ourselves, is that because we don't love our kids as much as our parents loved us? And again, the answer is no. We can't leave our homes without running a gauntlet of fast food restaurants and sugar-sweetened beverages and convenience stores. Half of the calories that we are consuming here in America come from junk food. So people understand that, and they're getting sick of that. It's projected in the next 10 years, 4 out of 10 people will have diabetes. 68% of our population is overweight or obese. So cities are saying, enough's enough. Let's use proven evidence-based strategies to change that, and that's what we help cities do here at Blue Zones.
Ooh, I think what you do is amazing. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I would encourage anyone listening to come to our website at bluezone.com. We have 2 free web applications they can use for free. One is called the True Happiness Test. They can actually answer 43 questions that will determine how happy they are and give some advice on different strategies, evidence-based, they could change to become happier. We also have the Vitality Compass, a longevity calculator, where, again, 34 questions that will tell everyone who uses it how long they'll live approximately, how long they'll live before they see a chronic disease, how many years they've either gained or lost because of their behaviors, and how many years they can gain by making small changes. And the Vitality Compass offers them some evidence-based suggestions for an individual to live longer, happy lives. Lots of recipes there and information around where we're working, what we're doing, and I'd encourage them to go there at bluezones.com.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. I mean, again, what you do is amazing. If there's any way we can work together in the future, it would be an honor.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be on the show, and I look forward for the opportunity again in the future. Thank you so much.